Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. My guest for this episode is, well, there is no guest for this episode. This is a topical show based on a question that I've received from several people about how I, in particular, envision a permaculture world. This was posted to the Facebook page for the show at facebook.com/thepermaculturepodcast a while ago, and then I also received a question about this in an email, so I wanted to respond to it. And this is kind of off the cuff, a little less scripted than what I might normally do for a show. Just something that I've been mulling over, and after writing a rather detailed email response, I've just been thinking about it and wanted to share this with the rest of you. For me, I think of a permaculture world in kind of like a post-industrial, post-information age way, that there's a compromise between the technological and the scientific versus the native knowledge and the pre-industrial hunter-gatherer period. And where we would wind up would not be so much of a power down and eschew everything that non-renewable resources currently grant us, but rather to use those resources to transition to a new stage where the global north, the developed countries, use the technology available to them and the science and all these great things that have come about to create ever better efficiencies so we can do more with ever less, and that the energy that we're generating and using come from renewable sources that stem from non-renewable inputs, so that then the global south or less developed countries can power up and both societies meet somewhere in the middle in a way that is positive and abundant. Ideally, I want a world that is more egalitarian, that when it comes to hierarchies, that they're not as steep as exist in many societies right now, but something that's a little bit flatter, where more people have an impact in their own lives, and where we focus ever more on the things that bring us together rather than the things that bring us apart, to look to those commonalities that we have that make us friends and neighbors and just human beings to one another. Because ultimately, I want a world where there are vaccines, running water, that a switch turns on a light, and that we can communicate across the gulf of space and time by sending electrons out into the ether between devices. A world where we can still communicate with others across the internet via computers and cell phones with text, audio, or video. To me, that ability to communicate instantaneously across vast distances makes the world a more level playing field for all of us, because we're not alone. We don't struggle or succeed in a vacuum, but we can share our failures and our successes with others, that we can shine a light on the warts and all the ugly things that exist out there in the darkness of our lives, and work with each other to minimize those, to build a better world, and to share in our triumphs with one another. In order to do that, and this is just my opinion, requires a shift away from the take-make-waste cycle of consumer capitalism towards a place where we can begin making use of what we do have. For those who have the means, invest in what you believe in to help reduce the cost for others who want to do the same things you do, but in some way can't afford them. That we become more intentional with our choices, so items we use last longer or can be repaired or upgraded when needed. That we value what we have so others may value what they have. And as I remind my young children on what seems like a near constant basis, is that it's not about worrying if someone has more than us, but to worry that that someone has enough, that whatever someone's basic needs are, that they are met. You might say that these are some principles that I prescribe to when it comes to what needs to happen to see permaculture become a more broadly viable system. But what exactly that means for each of us, I'm not going to say, because I can't determine what the best choices are going to be for you. Whether that is growing all your own food in your backyard, or working in some other niche, mastering one or two or three things that you're really good at, and then using your energy to pursue those tasks and to help others on their road in the way that you are able. Because we're told emphatically by Bill Mollison in the Big Black Book of Permaculture that the prime directive is to take responsibility for our own actions and those of our descendants, and to do it now. And borrowing from Ethan Hughes for a moment, to me that means if moving from a luxury SUV to a luxury sedan like a Jaguar or Mercedes, if that makes a difference for you and really has an impact and allows you to have a bigger handprint than your footprint, then that's on you. I'm not here to be some kind of permaculture police to say what is right and what is wrong. I don't see force as an answer. I'm very much a nonviolent reformer and want a peaceful world. And because of that, we all arrive at our own place through a variety of means. The best thing that we can do is to make a choice right now of what you can do to make a difference in this moment of time, and then take action on it. Then make your next best choice when you're able, and take action on it, and so on. Each of these little steps build on one another and lead in a direction towards something greater. And I think, as Michael Pilarski said in the conversation with him, that if each of us right now work to make our own little place in the world better and in line with our own perspective on what that means within the boundaries of permaculture, and it is a really big umbrella, so there's a lot that we can do, that we could show the world the difference these ideas could make. We can show that there is a world of abundance and joy available to us, rather than a world based on scarcity and fear. And man, that's what I want. Just to revel in the joy and the mysteries of life in a way that is positive and meaningful for all of us. Or sometimes I think that if we all turned off the TV and all the talking heads or the constant news cycle, whether that's, you know, you like something like NPR and talk radio, or whether it's Fox, CNN, NBC, the BBC, Al Jazeera, wherever you happen to get your news from, what if we just turned that off for a week or a month and detached from all those messages that come in of a world of anger and hate and fear, and went out and got to know our neighbors and took that extra time when we're not thinking about these extra things and actually worked on building this world that we envision, this greater place for all of us? All right, so I'm a little excited and getting a little carried away with myself here, but it's just, man, we just got to do this and have fun with it and enjoy it. One of the questions that comes with this is, can permaculture feed the world? You know, can permaculture really make a difference for everybody? And whether that's, you call it permaculture or ecological design or however you want to approach this idea, this is the Permaculture Podcast. So until I change the name of the show, it should, you know, use permaculture as this ideal. But based on the numbers I've seen from some of the research done by Master Gardeners in the United States, as well as the output of some of the family gardens in Southeast Asia, I do think that permaculture can feed the world and provide the opportunity for permanent civilization. And really, I mean that for all 7+ billion of us right now. I think that doing so would require a shift of magnificent proportions to do so if we wanted it to happen in one generation. But I think to make it happen with one generation, it would take force. And force is not something I would want to be part of the path forward, because ultimately these decisions are small decisions, local decisions, and they're decisions that can't be prescribed from on high. However, I think that if we can step back for a moment and take a long, many decades view, this could be possible over a few generations. But if we're going to get there, we have to start now. If you have any thoughts from this kind of stream of consciousness, little piece from me, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com. Give me a call, 717-827-6266. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm @permaculturecst, or the aforementioned Facebook page, where you can get updates and join in the conversations that are happening. And as we wrap this up, if you like this show, please consider making a donation. There are some things in the works, some thoughts that are out there about where to go with the show in order to expand it. So I'm still thankful for everyone who takes the time to help grow the show and allow me to continue to share all this information about permaculture and designing and implementing and ultimately building a better world. And I thank all of you for being on this journey with me and joining me on wherever this road goes. So until the next time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other. And that little bit of legal that I happen to throw in here, the Permaculture Podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Non-Commercial License. Feel free to share it. Share it with whoever you want. If you want to download copies and post them on your blog or another website, if you want to just throw links wherever you want to scatter them, please do let more people find this information so they can make a difference in their own lives and become a little bit more free. Just make sure that you don't change the podcast or sell it. Much love to all of you. Take care.